Humor and Dialect by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. The Disturber. Oh, what shall I do? I am wholly upset. I am sure I'll be jailed for a lunatic yet. I'll be out of a job, it's the thing to expect, when I'm letting my duty go by with neglect. You may judge the extent and degree of my plight, when I'm thinking all day and a-dreaming all night, and a-trying my hand at a rhyme on the sly, all on account of a sparkling eye. There are those who say men should be strong, well a-day, but what constitutes strength in a man, who shall say? I am strong as the most when it comes to the arm. I have aye held my own on the playground or farm. And when I've been tempted, I haven't been weak. But now, why, I tremble to hear a maid speak. I used to be bold, but now I've grown shy, and all on account of a sparkling eye. There once was a time when my heart was devout, but now my religion is open to doubt. When parson is earnestly preaching of grace, my fancy is busy with drawing a face. Through the back of a bonnet most piously plain, I draw it, redraw it, and draw it again. While the songs and the sermon unheeded go by, all on account of a sparkling eye. Oh, dear little conjurer, give all your wiles. It is easy for you, you're all blushes and smiles. But, love of my heart, I am sorely perplexed. I am smiling one minute and sighing the next. And if it goes on, I'll drop hackle and flail, and go to the parson and tell him my tale. I warrant he'll find me a cure for the sigh that you're aye bringing forth with the glance of your eye. The End of The Disturber by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.